Listener Production.
Hello, David Dolan here with your news briefing. Anthony Albanese is heading off to Europe today, first to Spain for the NATO Leaders Summit, then Paris to see Emmanuel Macron. While it's unclear if the Prime Minister will accept Ukraine's invitation to visit war-torn Kiev.
That will send a very strong message to the Ukrainian people that Australia, though being so far away, is standing strong with Ukraine.
That's Ukraine's ambassador to Australia. A major manhunt continues in Melbourne after a former bikie was shot in a brazen daylight ambush while leaving a funeral. Sam Abdul Rahim remains in a serious but stable condition in Royal Melbourne Hospital after being shot at least three times. A Ford Territory carjacked by the shooter was found last night in the city's north. Supporters of nuclear energy are talking up new research, claiming it's actually cheaper than wind and solar. According to News Corp, that's based on the capacity factor, estimated plant lifetime, and transmission costs. The Sydney parents who lost three children and a niece at the hands of a drug driver have given a powerful speech at the Vatican about forgiveness. Danny and Layla Abdallah were invited there by the Pope 2 years since the four children were run down on a footpath. And a new national snapshot has revealed what we worry about the most. 9 in 10 people are concerned about global politics and the cost of living, while we're more worried about family well-being and kids' happiness now than before the pandemic. AFL and Cats defender Tom Stewart admits he made a horrible error after a big bump left Dion Prestia dazed and confused in Geelong's thrilling victory over Richmond. Coach Chris Scott says Stewart is ready to cop a lengthy suspension.
When I spoke to him post-game, he said, "I've just made a horrible error and I feel terrible about it." "It's okay." He said, "I ran past the ball and I chose to bump. I didn't mean to do it, but gee, it was terrible execution and I'm going to pay the price for it."
Last night, the Swans boosted their finals hopes with a 51-point demolition of the Saints. New South Wales Rugby League officials say Brad Fittler will remain Blues coach no matter what happens tonight. He'll no doubt face questions about his future if Queensland get up in Game 2 in Perth and claim the series. Freddies made 7 changes to the side that lost in Game 1. In last night's Test match footy, Papua New Guinea beat Fiji 24-14. And it's back to the drawing board for the West Tigers after Cameron Ciraldo rejected their mega deal to become head coach. Checking weather around the country. Blue skies in Brisbane chasing 23, mostly sunny and 22 on the Gold Coast. Fine and a top of 20 in Sydney. Showers and 13 in Melbourne. A shower or two in Hobart, top of 11. A few showers and 15 degrees in Adelaide. And sunny in Perth, reaching 23. Our listener app is the home of radio, podcasts, music and news. Join up to listen live or on demand now.
Listener.